attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, I thought I saw it all in Las Vegas. No, dude looks like a lady in TV land, in daytime television. Unbelievable. So much for the transvestite shows in Las Vegas. They're happening now on the Dr. Oz show. Hello, I leave one weekend to go to Las Vegas not to see stuff like that. You come back and on the TV today, Dr. Oz is dressed in drag to sell comfortable shoes to women who may not even be lesbians. Sorry to make offensive jokes to start the day, but this is ludicrous. Super done. Dr. Oz dressing as a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Not the most appealing lady ever seen. And he's wanting to do this to what? Sell comfortable shoes? I'm not making this up. That's the story.
No. You know, I tried to go to bed last night, and I thought, you know, I'm going to check out what's going on in the news. Just kind of see what's happening here. And I pull this up, and holy cow, Dr. Oz, he's wearing a red blazer, he's got a wig, and these high heel shoes. I was like, what's going on here?
This is an image I did not want burned into my consciousness. I'm just saying. He's in mini black tights. Oh, good Lord. Now, yeah. I've introduced Mrs. Oz at one of the expos years ago. She's a nice lady. But really, did we need another female Oz at that age and that level, and particularly one that's actually a man? Now, what is the point of this? I really don't know why we're even talking about this, except to say, Dr. Oz, maybe this is penance for calling us organic people snobs and elitists.
Oh, you know, it's kind of like one of those things that's hard not to watch a train wreck, right?
Yeah, I mean, what. All right. Now, listen, anyway. I'm not against women wearing comfortable shoes. For whatever reason you want to wear them, that's not the point of this either. In fact, I don't have a problem. I just, I'm really loath to, commend the guy. I know sometimes he does some good work, and I don't want to take away from that. But the times where he sells out, so obviously, it's borderline criminal only because there are people that rely on him. There are. Not so much in this audience here that listen to Robert Scott Bell Show or listen and read naturalnews.com. A little bit more savvy, I believe, than some of the Dr. Oz aficionados. Now, I do also know that he's benefited some in the health food industry. Like if Dr. Oz says, go buy a product, even if he doesn't, he just recommends it, suddenly the health food stores across the nation sell out. So he's obviously gained some level of influence. But if you have to dress as a woman in order to do that, I guess there's some things I'm not going to do. Even for Halloween.
Yeah. And listen, I mean, like you were saying, people listen to this guy. I mean, it used to be, if you remember, we knocked Dr. Dean Adel down a peg or two because he was America's doctor, right? Everybody listens to Dr. Dean Adel. And he was sadly misinformed in a lot of ways. Now it's kind of Dr. Oz. He's kind of the guy, that everybody's looking at. And, I mean, really, Robert, I want to know, next week, will you be dressing as a woman in order to get people to take selenium?
if it takes me dressing as a woman for you to take selenium, I don't care if you don't take selenium at that point. I mean, I've got my limits. I've got the limits in terms of my caring. And now if you call me uncaring and callous to disregard your need to take selenium because I won't wear a dress. That's just, it's not my thing.
Look, he is sold out. It's all about TV. But, you know, I mean, check it out. This is not a joke. In fact, I think it's today's show. Mm-hmm. He's doing this, and actually I've got a clip here from a news report kind of describing what it is that Dr. Oz chose to do today in order to make an impression on his
radio program. Let's give a listen to that right now.
TV program. Yep.
Go ahead, Nathan. I don't think Nathan got the memo.
He goes undercover for an upcoming episode of a show in which he dresses in drag and trolls a department store. Dr. Oz opts for a pop of color with a red blazer and nails. A sensible brown and black skirt with matchy-matchy stockings and pumps complete his ensemble. He also wears a shoulder-length brunette wig and a hint of lipstick. Oz towers over shoppers while chatting them up, trying to get them to buy shoes for comfort instead of looks.
Okay. Who cares what it looks like? All right, listen, I'm not into fashion. I can't claim to be the fashion goddess or god. That's not my point. But actually, this is kind of a lighthearted time because we've got some serious topics we got to cover today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, coming up. I can't tell you how excited I am to have him on board, but he's intense. He is. He's a good friend. And he is a man dedicated to the cause of liberty, to restoring liberty on our shores if it is at all possible. Jonathan Emore is the man. Also, today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we have the Ginger Party. I want to say the Ginger Party. It's the Canary
Ginger Party.
It's the Ginger Taylor. I like to call
it Ginger. They all have red hair and freckles. It's
right,
the Ginger Party.
It's Ginger. I like to say Ginger with an Australian accent. I call her up and confuse her. Ginger. Ginger Taylor. They put out a video. Her husband, Scott, put out a video. It's a dynamic video of you're watching them draw. And Rob Schneider, formerly of Saturday Night Live, a lot of the movies with Adam Sandler, does the narration of it. And he's terrific.
We've had him on the show before.
Yeah, and we'll probably have to get him on again after this one. So we've got that coming up today. If you'd like to call in and be part of the show, you want a question or comment with Ginger Taylor Canary Party, with Rob Schneider, with Super Don, with RSB here, you can call us now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Simulcast all over planet Earth through naturalnewsradio.com, through GCNlive.com, and affiliates around the country. All the notes are up at robertscottbell.com and also rebroadcast through ukhealthradio.com and Digital Radio 103 out of Australia. So we've got a planetary footprint getting a message out that is not compromised by pharmaceutical conflicts of interest. And there we go. I hear the FDA is trying to call and say, hey, what are you doing? You need permission to do that.
Dr. Oz has a few things he wants to say to you there.
No, I'm not listening to Dr. Oz. But let's get Jonathan Emore up. Nathan, you tell me if you got him, and we'll get him into the discussion here. We got him? Jonathan Emore, my friend. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan.
Robert.
Hey, I just had to lighten
Robert,
it up.
I heard you discussing a moment or two ago that you are not a fashion icon, and I think that the last time I saw you with that with that red wig and the red lipstick and the high heels, the pumps you were wearing, I thought for sure you were someone else, but you were Robert, and you were a fashion icon right at that very point.
The truth comes out.
That was Dr. Oz. That wasn't me.
I didn't know how that tied into health and your mission, but... you know, I'll accept you for who you are, Robert. You're not going to try to change you.
You're so kind and loving. Big hug to your family. You know that, Jonathan. Hey, it's great to have you back on board. We had to lighten it up a little bit. I just got back from Vegas, and I was surprised to see Dr. Oz dressing as one of those shows out there. So had to comment on it. But, you know, today, The Rise of Tyranny is what, and one of your book titles was that. It's beyond the rise. It's the presence of tyranny. You had a recent article regarding the collusion between big government and big multinational corporations, particularly this one, BP, as it related to the spill and explosion, et cetera, in the Gulf of Mexico. And whether it's been a Republican administration or a Democrat administration, what we see is the growth of government occurs because there are big government statists in both of these parties. It just now so happens to be that Obama is the biggest of the big.
Well, that's true. That article you're talking about, I had the privilege of interviewing Shanna Devine, who is with the Government Accountability Project in Washington. She did a study with another group that did testing of residents in the Gulf area and interviewed a whole bunch of them. What she found out was a remarkable cover-up and deceptive promotion of information by the federal government and by multiple agencies, the FDA, the Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the EPA. And essentially what happened after that massive Gulf oil spill, the blow-up by BP in the Gulf, huge quantitative amounts of oil poured into the Gulf and started to accumulate on the shores and caused a major political dilemma for the Obama administration, as well as a huge liability risk for BP, and they colluded. And essentially what happened was they used this chemical, very caustic one, toxic as well, called Corexit, and they blanketed the Gulf with this Corexit chemical, which is a dispersant. And it causes the oil to form globules and then sink to the ocean, becomes less visible. Well, to make a long story short, this, as was discovered by the Government Accountability Project, this increased the toxicity of oil, which in and of itself is toxic, by 53 times and exposed workers down there to very grave health risks. And in fact, the government withdrew all of the materials that were previously present down there concerning the toxicity of Corexit, and promoted the notion along with BP that the Corexit that they used was no more toxic than dish soap, dishwater soap. The truth was quite to the contrary. So now there are all sorts of medical problems that are cropping up in the Gulf. Then the FDA rubber stamped the safety of seafood coming out of the Gulf when they hadn't done any necessary scientific testing to establish the safety of that food source. And what they've discovered is an enormous amount of devastation to the life, the ecological environment there in the Gulf, but also aberrations in the sea life, so that there are cancers,
Jonathan, stand by. I want to cover with you how this is possible under an ecologically, let's say, promoting Democratic administration again, because there is this illusion that there's only one party that's for the environment, one that's against it. Turns out they're both against all of the people of America. How did it become possible? How is it reality? How can we turn it around? You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, lets them all have it like nowhere else in broadcast media. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On with a dude that definitely does not look like a lady. That is Jonathan Emord, my good friend, author of Rise of Tyranny and a number of other books. Of course, we have linked up his articles at newswithviews.com. And, of course, we love getting together with him at all the conferences, particularly the Health Freedom Expos. He now has a show right here on this network, GCN, 6 to 7 every evening Eastern Time on GCN, Monday through Friday. Jonathan Emord, thank you for being here, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure, Robert. Thanks for the plug.
No, you got it. I was so excited. I thought once a week we could get to hear from you. Now 5 days a week, this is like life has just gotten better.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, Robert. My feeling is the same for your show, of course, my friend.
I appreciate it. Now, we were talking briefly about this latest article that you did at News with Views, and it's a small but significant, and it's sort of not right to say small, but it's one of many examples of how government tyranny is made possible, made reality, made manifest in the guise of regulating the bad guys, like the big industries. They're all evil, and we got to keep them in check. But it turns out that these government agencies tend to be bought off, and ultimately the revolving door occurs, and that they're not regulated, they're enabled, like what has happened with Corexit in the Gulf.
Well, that's true. It's really a situation in which integrity has been so eaten away by the worm of corruption in government that the government really is like Swiss cheese, and there are holes all the way through it as far as the integrity problem goes. I have found over and over again, regardless of the agency that I've dealt with, considerable evidence of corruption, and regardless of the administration. In this case, just taking that BP example and going somewhat further, the United States Minerals Management Service used to be the agency that regulated the Gulf, so-called regulation, in quotes, but was eliminated after the BP blow-up, and the reason was that the evidence showed very plainly that the inspectors in the Gulf were actually turning over inspection forms to the agents of the oil companies on the rigs, having them fill them out in pencil and then writing over them in ink and submitting them as the formal agency inspection. In other words, they weren't doing inspections in many instances. They were simply accepting what the inspected party said were the results of the inspection. And their inspections were superficial. They also found extensive bribes being paid by oil companies to the inspectors. And this cozy relationship had existed for decades. The Obama administration was aware of it. President Obama even mentioned that he thought the Minerals Management Service was corrupt. But they did absolutely nothing until after the catastrophe in the Gulf. And then they didn't solve the problem. They simply shifted around the issues. Instead of having corruption in blanket acceptance of what the oil companies allowed in the rigs, they shifted to a corrupt regime to mislead the American public about the health effects and to encourage use of toxic chemicals that would remove the appearance of the oil from the surface of the Gulf and from the shore by using these toxic chemicals. And then they were so thorough in their misrepresentations, they even threatened to fire cleanup workers who wanted to wear respirators and other protective gear because they thought that that would cause public alarm. And that threat was done by BP with the knowledge of the federal agencies, and they simply condoned it. They let it go because that's the same they wanted to avoid the public outcry and hysteria that otherwise would arise if all these people were seen mulling about in protective suits with respirators on.
Jonathan, I also know firsthand of some good folks out there that had developed some biological remediation methodologies utilizing some natural means that were completely non-toxic, harmless to the environment, that would actually eat the oil. You know, abiotic organisms that would not be polluting at all, and they couldn't get a word in with the U.S. EPA, and even had very difficult time connecting, like with Jindal in Louisiana, I believe it was, because of the influence of these, the BPs of the world. It's not only BP we're picking on here, but the oil industry doesn't exist because there's a free market. I mean, there's so much monopoly protection and protection against liability. We want to go into that some more with Jonathan Emord. He's a guy that knows this stuff from the inside out up there in D.C. I don't know how he does it. I do, actually, because he's a man of such integrity, much like another hero of mine, Ron Paul. And we're appreciative of his presence here. He's also got his own show here on GCN, 6 to 7 evenings Eastern Time. And, of course, we've got more of him on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our sponsors. And we will do something about that rise of tyranny after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like to talk health, freedom, and healing liberty. The only person that does that in a more exemplary way than me, in my opinion, is my guest this hour, Jonathan E. Mord, and he's with us talking about not only the rise of tyranny, but its presence here, its ongoing presence, no matter which, you know, party holds the executive branch, doesn't seem to change much. And there are still those that are trapped in a Hegelian dialectic that haven't seen through this. But interestingly enough, on the issue of Syria, I was wondering who was president. Was it Bush or Obama, as he was just saying, yeah, I can just go and do whatever the hell I want in Syria. I'm going to send something in there because they've been bad despite the badness, if you will, of the intelligence within there on the ground or elsewhere. Who knows what's happening there, really? And now suddenly you got Putin and Russia saying, hey, we'll take care of those chemical weapons. And so he has an ability maybe to back down and say, maybe we don't need to go in, as the American people are saying, haven't we had enough war already?
Well, it's one of the greatest examples in history of ineptitude by a chief executive in his primary area of responsibility. You've got the commander-in-chief here telling the nation that no matter what, we're going to go to war, and we're going to have what no one could understand, a limited engagement for the purpose of taking out the chemical weapons. And then the reality of the statement began to bear upon him as all sorts of information came to light that had been in existence, really, if he had just researched the issue, that the opposition was just as bad as Assad, that we had no dog in the fight, that they're probably best to left alone to their own devices to kill each other because there's no American dog in the fight. It's a horrible thing when people die and or suffer, and particularly when innocents do, but when the people who are going to lead the country out of the civil war are just as bad on both sides, there's no real role for the United States. Do we want a tyrant to kill people who is aligned with Al-Qaeda? Do we want a tyrant to kill people who's aligned with the Assad administration? So he really very stupidly made this profound statement that they're just going to draw a red line on the chemical weapons issue and then backed down from it almost immediately and then began to waver in strange ways and then suggested that he would go forward full throttle with a attack and then turn the issue over to Congress in a confusingly inexplicable way, and then said that even if Congress were to decide against him, he would still go forward, obviously complicating the constitutional issue. He's supposed to get Congress to approve an affirmative aggressive war. And all of this then leads to the Russians and the time being profound between the moment he said we were going to strike and then in action. So the Russians pop into the vacuum and say, okay, we've got a solution. Actually, that solution was proposed by Secretary of State Kerry in an aside comment that I don't think he intended to make international policy. He said, well, you know, of course, if there was some international way to control the chemical weapons, that might be a way to resolve the problem. And then Russia said, well, why not? Why not have the United Nations do it? All of this is riddled with duplicity. Russia's playing this on the international stage and trying to embarrass the United States. Obama's helping him do that. Congress of the United States is rightly reflecting the opinion of the American people that this is a horrendous move and ought not be done, that there's no American dog in that fight, and that we ought to stay away from it. There's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't condemn the use of chemical weapons, but treaties are violated all the time. Most notably, it was violated by the Russians themselves in the war in Afghanistan when they allowed yellow rain chemical agents to be used to kill thousands of Afghan citizens. And, you know, there have been chemical weapons violations and other violations.
Jonathan,
isn't
that the irony, though, of all governments, that they'll sign on to treaties, and pretty much all of them, even our own, you know, embarrassingly, or however we want to look at it, would also flout some of these treaties. I mean, we can look at the use of deforestation with the Agent Orange that ended up impacting our own soldiers, and that's chemical weapon.
Well, you know, in the case of Obama, this really does confirm a statement that was made by one of the reviewers of Obama. I forget his name offhand. It'll come to me perhaps as we go on. But he said his name of his book is Amateur, and he described event where former President Bill Clinton was meeting with his wife, urging his wife to run for president against Obama in the last election. Rather than remain Secretary of State, she declined to do it, but he explained that Obama was a rank amateur. And I think we see that quite clearly in his handling of this whole thing. You would never make a statement like he made about the red line there being a definitive demarcation that would cause the United States to take military action unless you had thoroughly thought this out, understood the approach you would take, and intended on taking it. He apparently made the statement not appreciating its full significance. It was then seized upon. Rather than back down, however, his ego got the best of him, and he said that he would proceed and that a military strike would come. Then the military comes up with over 50 different scenarios for attacking, all confused as to what the president's mission is and what distinct objective is in mind, whether it's to overthrow Assad, whether it's to eliminate the stores of chemical weapons, which itself would involve harm to the public in the areas where chemical weapons were exploded, or whether it was to wipe out their military, to degrade it significantly so that the opposition could have the upper hand. None of this was clear. But
by the way, Jonathan, I was just handed something here. It looks like we have an advanced copy of the speech tonight that Obama is going to be giving. It's very short and to the point. Let me just open to the right page. It says, here's Obama's speech tonight. Now you don't even have to tune in. It says, I meant to do that. Good night. That's it. So there we have it. This is his response. I meant to do that. Look how it's turning out. I meant to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's, of course, what he's going to probably say, or at least intimate, is that, gee, look how clever I was. I brought him to the brink, and then they came up with this resolution, which is satisfactory to all. Mm-hmm. And had I not brought them to the brink, there wouldn't have been this. We would have instead been at risk of Assad continuously using the chemical weapons against his own people. Truth be told, though, we're dealing with all folks involved here are very slippery. The president, Putin, Assad, they're all very slippery. If Assad wishes, he will use chemical weapons in the future. Any weapons that are set aside are not going to be the entire universe. You can be sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect that he will use chemical weapons again.
Well, Jonathan, I agree with you, particularly because Assad is a medical doctor, and they are known to use chemicals on their patients, so why not use them on their people? So it's not a big stretch to say that, even though the guy is very well-read, he's spoken, he's not a dummy. But we speculated that it was kind of stupid if he really did what they said, but there's a lot of conflicting intelligence on that, so we don't know what really happened. But bottom line is, America's not looking good right now, and Putin's looking better on the world stage, at least according to the public relations and newscasts. So the question is, how do we reduce the likelihood of this thing happening again? Because the ballot box hasn't been too good to America. It seems like the
well,
population...
I don't think we can. I think this notion that somehow America can be the world's policeman and can cause other nations to take steps one way or another, that's certainly not true in an area like Syria, where we have almost no influence at all. In fact, we're generally hated by all sides. And the idea that we can somehow exercise influence over these people is absurd. We really can't.
Right.
They'll be happy to, the opposition will be happy to take our weapons and have our military help them. But,
sure. Because we got all this extra money.
They'd just as soon split our throats than shake our hands.
We don't need all that money back home. Let's just send it over there so they can do whatever they want with it. Of course, that goes back to the founding principles, you know, that we were not founding a nation to become the world's policeman. It was literally a place where we would defend liberty and provide for a great terrain where people could live a life free from tyranny. Yet, since the moment the Constitution was ratified, there have been attempts to overthrow this, and we're seeing evidence of it now, as we said, on both sides of the political aisle, with very few, although maybe a growing number becoming aware of this to turn the tide if it's not too late.
Well, I really do think that there is little we can do, and to have a president pound his chest and say there, you know, this is unacceptable, we're going to take these actions. Well, of course it's unacceptable. Of course everyone should condemn it. But the reality ought to be hammered home that, look, it's not in our strategic interest to take action because there is no aspect of this conflict that involves interests of the United States. We are humanitarians. We believe in helping people. We're happy to take any of those who leave the country into our nation and protect them if they're fleeing tyranny. Our doors are open to them. But we are not in a position or have interests that would justify extraordinary measures to involve ourselves in yet another civil war. And, you know, the whole thing, the Obama administration has been bizarre because there is no foreign policy as best one can discern. And they just choose to intervene or not, choose to fight from behind or whatever it was in Libya. Costing us an enormous amount of money, and yet, for what? I mean, we ended up with the same group that destroyed Benghazi, the embassy in Benghazi, took Ambassador Stevens and killed him and three others.
Egypt,
same thing.
Yeah, this is a big reason why we've got to go back to that concept, decentralizing this power, because the power has been used and abused in ways that are not of the people, by the people, and for the people, unless you turn people into corporations that have been given life by government, and then that they become servants of government, still the other way around. That is why we have Jonathan Ebor on board whenever we can, and we don't get him often because he's got his own show here on GCN, 6 to 7 every evening Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Jonathan, my friend, always great to have you on board. I know you got to rush to another meeting, but a blast to have you here.
Great to be with you.
All right, that's Jonathan Ebor, the FDA Dragon Slayer. We've got links up in the show notes. What do we got to talk about? Little what? Little what? Making you a better parent, Dad? Oh, my gosh. Hide the kids. There's more of the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up right after the break.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Was it a mistake to go in?
We're losing this one. We shouldn't be there. We ought to just come home.
We dug a hole for ourselves and we dug a hole for our party.
It was a mistake to go, so it's a mistake to stay.
We can achieve much more in peace than we could ever achieve in these needless, unconstitutional, undeclared wars.
Why don't we run on George Bush's foreign policy of a humble foreign policy and no nation building? Okay. Don't we remember that when you sacrifice liberty for security, you lose both? How many more you want to lose? How long are you going to be there? How long? What do we have to pay to save face? That's all we're doing is saving face. It's time we came home.
Oh. And then there's Barack Obama. I meant to do that. Where's Ron Paul
Ron
when you need
Paul.
Him, man?
God, yeah. I miss that the guy.
Sense. The sense of Ron Paul, of course, to get us and keep us out of this mess. And, of course, now on the international stage playing out, we had Jonathan Niemoore discussing that kind of... Well, I didn't plan on that with him, but I think it is the topic of the day necessary to do so. If you want to call in with your questions or comments right now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, through naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, and, of course, at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Keeping us out of this, entangling alliances. There's no defined interest of the United States there, unless they're honest about it and say, well, this is about global corporate interest and access to cheap and easier oil while they still have it. But, you know,
don't hold your breath on that one. Right?
No, don't hold your breath on that one. All right, here's the next headline coming through NBC News. I told you to hide the kids. Consider yourself warned. Here it is. Oh, nuts. Nurturing dads have smaller testicles, study shows.
Holy Testicle Tuesday.
Thank you, Ace Ventura.
Apparently it is.
Now, this is embarrassing because this comes from my alma mater, Emory University in Atlanta. Do men with... I'm reading this, so don't be... It's not me. It's NBC News saying it. Question. Do men with small balls make good fathers?
What?
Where does this come from? But of course,
NBC
this is,
News. NBC yeah. News. This is on NBC News.
This is egg-headed research at Emory University. I remember I went through the psychology department there. You had to be experimented upon, then you had to do experiments to get your degree, your degree. I'm wondering. I don't know. I don't think I want to know how they came across this one. Let's see.
Please, sir, turn your head and cough.
Yeah, why is there a ruler down there? Hey, take that ruler away. What are you doing? That looks dangerous. And, of course, the study released today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, that tells you how far our science has gone, involving 70 men aged 21 to 55 with at least one child under 2 years old, isn't a joke. Yeah, right. It is a joke. Come on, really? We're going to start measuring the size of your gonads to determine whether you're going to be a good nurturing dad or not before we allow you to have children? What the hell is this?
I just don't understand sometimes. who came up with the idea of trying to measure the size of someone's family jewels and come up with some conclusion as to whether they're a nurturing father? Who cares?
Well, you know, based on the way we opened the show today, I have a suspicion that Dr. Oz may have something to do with this.
Well, yeah. I mean, originally we thought about segueing one to the other.
Cross-dressing doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I'll tell you what, though. Listen, you've got to have big, big huevos there to put on a dress, in my opinion. So, I mean, we'll at least give him his props for that. That took some...
Yes, cojones.
Sorry. Fortitude.
Let's carry on from there. But this is an argument that if you have less testosterone, somehow you're going to be more nurturing. I guess you could argue that. But then we're talking about endocrine balance, endocrine function, and then they kind of open up a big old can of what we call corporate worms, because now you have to question the use of drugs for everything, the fact that plastifiers and xenoestrogens, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all of these things impacting on our, let's say, endocrine system. And that includes, of course, the lowering of cholesterol in the body.
And Robert, you must go to the last paragraph of the story.
Yeah, okay.
That's always our favorite part, right?
The conclusion?
Yes.
His
lab is now planning a study to see if this chemical or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But at the very last sentence, it might suggest possible pharmacological treatment for men who lack paternal motivation.
Okay. So, yeah, they're actually talking about intranasal oxytocin, which, by the way, is in very high quantities when a woman is giving birth. It also is increasing during the experience of orgasm. Let's just call it. This is technical.
If you're not a nurturing dad, we got a drug for that, don't we?
Yeah, oxytocin for you dads. Listen, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we stand up for your health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why would we do that? Well, we've got to warn you about vaccines and their impact on creating neurological, gastrointestinal, etc. damage. That is autism. That's right. Ginger Taylor from the Canary Party is coming up with a new video narrated by Rob Schneider. Check it out. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be back after the news. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health there for. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.